Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Friday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shorting lesson, 2 minutes. Lyft announces its Disaster Relief Access Program, through which the company will assess the conditions of natural disasters and provide free rides to designated areas. It will provide free ride codes via nonprofits, local news, and social media, as well limiting pricing for trips to non-designated areas. Paris announces new rules for scooter share users after a light touch approval led to scooters cluttered on street corners, as well riders speeding on sidewalks. Going forward, the city will impose a $40 fine for an improperly parked scooter, a $153 fine for riding the sidewalk, and operator fees. It will also set a speed limit to 20 miles per hour. Netflix establishes a movie and TV production hub in Shepperton Studios in Surrey, outside of London. The owner Pinewood Group plans to expand a 14-stage space. Before the Shepperton deal, Netflix produced around 40 originals in Britain, employing around 25,000 crew, cast, and extras. ForShare, the file storage app for Android, served invisible ads and made unauthorized purchases on users' behalf, according to security company Upstream. The code from Hong Kong-based Elephant Data obfuscated automatic background actions. The ForShare unpublished the infected app in April and distributed a new app without the malicious components. Google plans to launch a new AirDrop-like feature for Android devices, reports the 9to5 Google. Known as FastShare, the tool will let users send photos, videos, links, and more to other Android devices without requiring NFC or an internet connection. As with Apple's AirDrop, the system requires Bluetooth. Google introduced Android Beam in 2011, an NFC-based system that let users transmit content to nearby smartphones. Google is testing AR effects in Android messages, including 3D over and underlays, such as fireworks that appear in front of and behind the user. Some animations, such as halo and wings, track user movements. One integrates the user face into a preset animation. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.